I woke up, went up to see what was happening, and we were heading due north, wind was against us, and I looked out, and there the escorts were four brand new British destroyers. Even in the Jane's fighting ships, which I had with me, there was no such ships described. And then, in the middle of the convoy, was an anti-aircraft gun ship, anti-aircraft cruiser, again, brand new. And right ahead of her was a small jeep carrier, small aircraft carrier built on a C-3 freighter hull. And she was there too. So I saw that we had the very finest escort anybody could ever want going north. And we took those ships up, and we had a horrible storms going up there, but we finally made it to Murmansk. And we got there in the misery of the winter. They only sent them up in the winter because they had to keep them concealed as much as possible from the German Air Force. So in the darkness, it was easier to protect the ships than in the light. So they didn't send anybody up in summer with the eternal sunshine. They sent us up in winter. And when we got up there, I had my 21st birthday after Christmas in 44. In December 1944, I had my 21st birthday. No party, no celebration, nothing. Tied up to a pier in Russia, where they used captive stevedores from various nations all over the east there, and they had them up doing the best they could to unload the ship as quickly as possible.
They were using captive stevedores.
Oh yes, they were. Some of them were Russians, some of them were pseudo Russians, and some were Bulgarians and others that they could use under guard. But they had guards all over the place. And no Russians would talk to us because they were prohibited from having any kind of association. But they loved to get some American cigarettes. So if you could sneak one to them, they were your friend forever. But the first thing we took off those ships were the narrow gauge locomotives, mm-hmm. and they had a huge crane, floating crane, that lifted the engine right off the ship after they had cut the wires and released it, and they were put right on the tracks. Mm-hmm. They loaded it with coal, backed it up, and the freight cars were already loaded. So they just hooked up the engine and went right on down the narrow gauge railway to St. Petersburg. What is it? Leningrad? Yeah, mm-hmm. Leningrad.
Right.
And we were credited with saving Leningrad. The American and British ships that took all the supplies, that gave them enough ammunition and materials to keep the Russians, the Germans at bay and to save Leningrad.